Ben found the sound for the blasters completely by accident.
So there's this great story of Ben Burtt, the sound designer on Star Wars, hiking through the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. He was hiking and his backpack caught on a guy wire that was leading up to a radio tower, one of the giant metal wires that connects a radio tower to the ground.
And as they went by, it made a twanging sound, an unusual sound.
And you can sort of get an idea of what he heard if you have a slinky in your house. If you stretch it out across a room and you hit it with a metal object on one end, you can hear this sort of this sound of the frequencies bouncing back and forth in the metal wire.
That happens because the high frequencies travel faster than the low frequencies. So if you listen to the sound far away down the wire, the high frequencies get there first, and then the sort of mid frequencies and the low frequencies. So you get... And I immediately said to myself, well, that's a laser gun. It had an otherworldly sound to it. And when I returned to California, I went around Southern California in the region of Los Angeles, banging on the guy wires of different radio towers to come up with just the right sound.
He found this great wire out in the middle of the desert and took a contact microphone out and put it on the wire and started hitting it with a wrench. And what he got were the bass of the blaster sounds for Star Wars.
These recording sessions also produced the sound of the Y-wings.
Actually, when I was up trying to record guy wires for lasers, the wind was blowing so hard through one set of guy wires that it actually was producing a musical note. It was almost a musical chord. And it was used principally for the background sounds of the pilots in the Y-wing fighters.
The guns, they've stopped. Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters.